Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns page 25 of The Dossier on Demetrius.
I was at the Red Feathers Club when word came from Inspector Frayne and the Scotland Yard that they'd picked up Yachty Bloom. The fellow my informer Eustace Manningley said had murdered Piggy Quinn. Whether the murder of Quinn and Yachty Bloom himself had anything to do with Demetrius, we still had to find out. But there were pointers. Quinn, apart from his other activities, had been a dealer in stolen cameras. And we'd a pretty good idea that Yachty Bloom was mixed up in the forged papers racket. But that wasn't all. It was beginning to look as though we hadn't focused enough attention on Tony Marzotti and his Red Feathers Club. He was still after Sally Jones, the girl who'd hidden Peter Ridgway. She'd left his club, so why was Marzotti still interested in the girl, unless he, too, wanted to lay his hands on Peter Ridgway? Anyway, we attended to first things first. While I was getting back from the Red Feathers, Frayne and his fellows brought Yachty Bloom to our headquarters on the embankment. Frayne turned to me and said,
"What line are you going to take with him, Keene?"
"Well, the obvious thing is to get some statements out of him you can check on. Anything definite against the chap?"
"No. His papers are in order. Came to the country about a year ago on the DP quota. He's a legitimate source of income."
"Hmm. What does he do?"
"He says it's a repair of optical instruments, and his living quarters bear him out. But it could be a front. All these black market characters have a front of one sort or another."
"Yes. All right, let's have a look at him."
"Yes, sir?"
"Fetch Bloom in now, will you?"
"Yes, sir."
"Move that big lamp around a bit, would you, Frayne? Yes, that's right. We'll sit him down facing it. Over here, Grig. That's right. Sit him down in that chair. Well, my name's Keene. You're Yachty Bloom, are you?"
"Yeah."
"Where do you live?"
112 Wall Street."
"Down near the docks, eh? Do you hang about Knightsbridge much?"
"Yeah. Sometimes I am in Knightsbridge."
"Know a fellow called Piggy Quinn?"
"Piggy Quinn? I never heard of him in my life."
"Well, 2 weeks ago, Piggy Quinn was found murdered. Knifed. We've information that you could tell us something about it."
"How am I telling you? You're wasting your time. I never heard of this Piggy Quinn."
"Where were you the night he was killed?"
"You are telling me when he is killed? I am telling you where I am."
"It was the night of the 14th.
The 14th? Was Wednesday. You let me think. Yeah. That night I am playing cards with some friends. It's good luck. I win little."
"Where did you play?"
"The back room of a place in Soho. It's Green Street. You want to see, I show you."
"And who with?"
"There's four or five with me. There's Martin Gonski, Joseph Blitz, Mike Melikoff, and there's another one, Fritz Werfel."
"Get that, Frayne?
Stay together, don't they?"
"You want me to play cards with strangers, maybe? You ask them, they tell you."
"Yes, we know. Just a minute. There's something here I want to show you, Bloom. There. Go on, take it. Do you know what that is?"
"Looks like a hilt of some kind of knife, maybe."
"You don't know what sort of knife?"
"I never see one like this before. The blade is hidden, eh?"
"It's a German paratrooper's knife. The blade's recessed into the hilt so it can be carried without a sheath. You say you've never seen one before, eh?"
"Nein, never am I seeing one like that."
"All right, hand it back. How much do you earn, Bloom? Repairing binoculars and microscopes and so on."
"Oh, maybe £6, maybe £7 a week."
"Mm-hmm. I don't like your tailor, but that's rather an expensive suit you're wearing. And that ring and the pin in your tie. Not bad on 6 or 7 a week.
Why, we need money on pools and dogs sometimes. You pull me in to talk about how I'm dressing.
You do pretty well on the black, don't you, Yachty?
First I know about Piggy Quinn, and now I'm on the black. Why don't you make up your mind?
It's already made up about you.
Then maybe I can go now. You don't arrest me for nothing. I think we are talking enough.
Did you get those four names, Grig?
Yes, sir.
All right, Blum, you can go. Grig will take you downstairs.
Thank you, Major Keene. Sorry, I am not helping you more with this fellow, Piggy Quinn.
Well, maybe you'll have another opportunity later on. Oh, just one more thing. This knife again. Here, catch.
Okay, I catch it. What do you want?
Have a look at the blade.
The blade?
Yes, the blade.
What about it? It's only ordinary sharp blade.
So you've never seen a German parachute knife before. But you know just where to press that tricky little button to make the blade spring out of the handle.
Oh, sorry, it was accident.
No. All right, take it from him, Grig. There was no accident, Yachty. Those things are well made. The button's part of the hilt. If you didn't know where to look, it'd take you 10 minutes to find it.
Okay. I am working the knife. What are you going to do about it?
Take him into the other room, Grig.
Yes, sir. Come along, you.
Well, friend.
What sort of a character do you call that? Notice his eyes. I'll lay you 50-1. If Mannerly, the informer, wasn't right about him killing Quinn, he could still tell us a good deal about it.
I couldn't agree with you more.
But look here, Keene. I don't know how the devil I'm going to hold him for you.
Oh, I don't want you to hold him.
What?
Let him go. But keep after him.
Is that wise?
I want him loose. That fellow and Marzotti and Marzotti's thugs, I want them all loose. Because sooner or later, someone's going to step out of line, and then we'll pick up the thread that ties them all together.
I only hope you know what you're doing.
Frayne, Godowsky and Piggy Quinn were both killed with paratroop knives, weren't they? Now, let's see if we can't round up some of those chums of Yachty Blum. Come on, let's go.
Bringing you the world today. Special news flashes from Lake Success.
The Odeon near Marble Arch, row S, seat 21. According to Paul Bonney, Peter should be 6 seats in from the aisle.
Yes.
Oh, excuse me. I beg your pardon.
All right.
There's one vacant seat for me. Is that Peter next to it?
Margaret?
Yes.
Whew. Good lass, you made it. How are you?
Fine now, thanks to your little French chum, Bonney. Peter, what's happening?
Plenty. Digby Mitchell and I are hidden at Bonnet's place. And we're hot after a chap who might get us somewhere. The story's too long to give you chapter and verse. But his name's Yachty Blum. He's a murderer. And Demetrius is hatchet man.
What about the Bergner girl? The one who works in that Red Feathers place?
You keep away from her. I don't want you mixed up in this at all.
Well, tell me what you can about it just the same.
I don't know a thing more. But I'm still certain she's one of the gang. Did Keene say anything to you about Sally Jones when he had you on the map?
No, why?
I'm worried about her. They must know by now that she was the one who let me into the club that night.
Then she couldn't possibly be still working at the Red Feathers, could she?
No, of course not. Hey, what's on your mind?
Nothing really. Look, Peter, I'd better clear off. The longer we're together, the more risk we run. Do you need any money?
No, I've tons.
When will I see you again?
Bonnet will get in touch with you.
Do be careful, Peter. That's all.
I'll be all right. Now tell Bonnet next time he books us into the pictures like this to pick a decent show. Right now. And Margaret, thanks for rallying round, lass.
Come in. What is it, Frankie?
There's a dame to see you, Tony. I bet she's looking for a job.
Okay. Let her in.
This way, sister.
Mr. Marzotti?
Sure, that's me. Sit down.
Thank you.
Now, what can I do for you, eh? You don't want a job?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right.
What's your name, eh?
Margaret Richardson.
You'd have worked in a nightclub before?
Well, no, not actually, but...
Well, what do you do, huh? Sing, a dance, or hostess, maybe?
I thought there might be room as a hostess, or perhaps as a cigarette girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, stand up. Come on, now, come on. Stand up there. That's all right. But, aren't you a kind of too classy, maybe, huh?
What's wrong with a little class, Mr. Marzotti? Even if it is only skin deep.
Listen, I'm going to give you a job here as a cigarette girl. Yeah, I need a cigarette girl. But if I give you a job, well, the customer, they like a skirts on a cigarette girl's kind of short like, you know, huh? How are you going to look, huh?
Anything wrong with those, Mr. Marzotti?
The name's a Tony. You got yourself a job. Welcome to the Red Feathers Club, Margaret. You're a star tonight.
She had plenty of nerve, Margaret Ridgway, taking Sally's job at the Red Feathers Club to find out what she could about Hedy Bergner. But if she'd known what she was letting herself in for, and her brother Peter as well, she wouldn't have gone within 5 miles of the place. And she didn't have long to wait, either.
Cutts finds himself in trouble through dramatic new developments in the next chapter of this story of suspense. Dossier on Demetrius.